Well, I've got a very interesting one coming up for you in about 3 weeks' time at the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre. It's the Bobby Kennedy Experience, which studies the life of the most famous man never to become president, Robert Francis Kennedy, obviously JFK's brother. I'm joined on the line by the man who plays him and who has played him in a documentary. It's Russell Lucas. Russell, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on.
No, fascinating this, because I can imagine this as perhaps a Cambridge Students Union lecture. I can imagine you standing up in front of a room full of people with a PowerPoint presentation and going, right, okay. So how do you, tell me about the stage show, because in order to do this, you have to, there has to be an angle. Tell me how you're working this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is almost an academic side to this story, isn't there? So I definitely am a 21st century theatre maker. So I think when I make something, I say to myself, why now? Why am I making this piece now? And Bobby Kennedy is quite an obscure topic. But as you said, I played him when I was back in 2013 for a National Geographic documentary. And I really got interested in him. And I found out actually that Bobby was actually probably a better politician than JFK. And when you dig down on his politics, he is so 21st century, it's quite bracing. He was all about renewable energy. He was about recycling your waste. He was about equality. He was about equality of outcomes, equality in wages. And so when you dig deep, I kept thinking, this has got to go. This has got to go onto stage, because not only is a fascinating story and also related to the Kennedy history and all of that traumatic time of the 60s, but also he's super, super relevant. And his relationship with Martin Luther King as well, the way that evolved, and they became very quite deep allies in lots of ways. And so that's kind of why the initial of like, why now? Oh, right. Obviously, it's because of these things that he's really, really relevant.
And interesting that we're talking about this sort of 50 odd years on. And 60 years on, nearly. I mean, his brother, as you say, JFK, very much, you know, we're going to go to the moon. Why? Because it's there. That very sort of gung-ho, America first, let's get us out of the war and all the stuff we've had going on behind us. Let's lead from the front. As you say, in a way, looking back, Bobby would have been regarded as a weirdo and not of the way we still had apartheid type things going on in America. The oil companies were up and coming. The last thing we want is recycling and renewable energy, isn't it? He was very anti-establishment as a figure then.
Yeah, and also he was key to his brother's campaign. Like, really, Bobby was behind it all. Bobby knew to put makeup on JFK on television, and to make sure JFK was wearing a dark suit so he would stick out on screen. Bobby did that. So they were very savvy. They were kind of like the pioneers now of molding the kind of Hollywood-esque look of the politician: style, suits, good ties, good hair, all this thing. That was Bobby's team that made that happen. And then when JFK was assassinated in 1963, that was kind of what we call in the rehearsal rooms his authentic moment, because he seemed to almost ditch this ideology he had before and then left government and then went to be a New York senator and really had a moment of reflection. He went through a year of what we would call now a huge clinical depression, obviously, because his brother was assassinated, and then became the senator of New York and was all about the little person on the street. And he would go to people's apartments and visit them. He wouldn't just send somebody, he would actually go, which again makes him amazing for these days.
Yeah.
Because we do that. And also, he's one of these people that would said, actually, I was wrong. I've changed my mind. I mean, can you imagine that now? We wish they would say that. So that, again, why he's so interesting to me.
And you said there, you know, he became a man of the people, but it was only a young person who shot him.
Yes. So Bobby died at 43, which, you know, he's even younger than me now. And I can't remember his actual age, but Sirhan Sirhan, who's still alive today, was only about 20 years old. Mm. Bobby was his idol. He really was. And Sirhan is from Palestine. And Bobby said something very, very throwaway, which Sirhan interpreted as anti-Palestine. And he then, had one beer one night and found a gun and found Bobby. And unfortunately, the rest is an awful history, because Bobby Kennedy was also assassinated 3 months after announcing that he was going to run for presidency. And 3 months after Martin Luther King was shot. So 1968 is known as the year where America fell off the edge.
Yeah.
Because the 60s was such a dense period. And Martin's death and Bobby's death seem to end it for a lot of people, to be honest.
So how do you make this into a stage show that people want to see? What's the angle on this, and how do you entertain on a story like that for a couple of hours?
You just said exactly what my brain said the first day I started. How do you do this? Well, I mean, the thing that interested me, that is the question that is delicious to me, because how do you do this? Mm. And if you look back through my theatrical history, the Kennedys haven't really been put on stage. You've got a couple of regular stage plays here and there, but not in, you know, not a one-person show. It's not really been there. So that was very delicious to me. And obviously, I've been making theatre for quite a while, and so I kind of approach it with the same way that I always would, which is, like I say, like, why now? And also to make it entertaining. And also to make sure my nephews, who are teenagers, also are entertained, because I could go out there and do a biographical show about Bobby Kennedy to you or other people over 40 or whatever, and that's great. But that's all, I've got to also look at people who are younger and to come into this space. So I'm making sure it's fast. It's got music. I'd say in some ways it's half movement and half dialogue as well. I don't just always play him. I won't spoil it, but I also do allude to back to the National Geographic documentary when I played him as well. That's why it's called the Bobby Kennedy Experience, because it's not just his experience. It's my experience playing him, and also the experience of the viewer of America as well. So not giving too much away. There'll definitely be a bit of the twist. There's definitely going to be the accent. There's definitely going to be the music from the era. But also you will feel, hopefully, if we've done our job correctly, which I believe we have, it will feel very, very relevant to today.
But this is the thing as well, isn't it? The trouble with history nowadays is that so much of it is moving out of modern memories. World War One, World War Two, they're moving out of modern. And these are big events that shaped our lives, yours and my life, certainly, throughout the 20th century. And yet we've got a whole group of youngsters coming in. Unless they engage in this history, none of the lessons that, in theory, we learnt back then, they're going to have to relearn them again, aren't we? So there is a whole reason behind you doing this. It is hopefully going to, I would guess, encourage people to just do a bit more digging on this one.
Yeah, and also because I think the trauma of JFK's assassination in America's history still, actually, you know, the president really for Americans is king or queen.
Yeah.
It's that powerful in their culture. And to have JFK, you know, assassinated in front of people in the day, in front of his wife, in front of his security team and on camera, right? Just think about that for the moment. That's the American president. And then the tragedy of Bobby Kennedy as well, just as he'd won a California primary, he's assassinated in front of his wife and his followers and his security team. It's literally like a carbon copy. And that's the awfulness of it all.
Yeah, I mean, they did sort of, they were the cursed dynasty at that point, weren't they? It was something like, there's something about the Kennedys that is cursed. And it sort of went off from that, didn't it, with Jackie Onassis and things like that. There was all those links. Everybody seemed to be cursed by the touch.
Yes. And I don't want to paint the show as being sort of depressing, because it's not, because we do handle those topics. But when one of the last lines I wrote in my research was like, leave the audience with euphoria. And I thought, I don't know how to do that, but I feel like we started to do that now, because you can't just leave people with it. Well, he died. It was like, well, they know that. But what else? What else is there? You know? So what's his legacy? So you look at his legacy now. His wife is still alive. She's still very politically active in her 90s, bless her. There's the RFK Human Rights Group, which his daughter set up. There's the Robert Kennedy Community Schools, which are built on the hotel, which is where Bobby was assassinated. And that's a kind of six community schools that are spilling out 3,000 students every year into America. So, you know, there's a beautiful legacy there as well, which we focus on at some point.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So it comes to the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre on the 7th and 8th of April. Evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £12 through the Town and Gown website. Sounds like, to me, a fascinating, interesting night out.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be, and also it's the premiere.
Oh! Ah, even better. I didn't get that in the press release. Oh, magnificent. Fantastic. So you'll be seeing it for the first time.
First ever time out, and then it's going on tour here and there. So, yeah, first ever premiere in the UK.
Fantastic. Well, Russell, very best of luck with it. It sounds like a very interesting project from a man who's obviously, as you say, having played the man himself in a documentary, you've got the inside track on this. Russell Lucas, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Neil, so much.